WBGO's film critic Harlan Jacobson spent some time at the 62nd New York Film Festival and was captivated by a much-talked-about screening.
Sean Baker's Anora springboards next week into theaters after playing here at the New York Film Festival, its final gig on the festival circuit, which started with winning the Palme d'Or in Cannes in May. The story, written and directed by Baker, starts when a Russian playboy of the Western world wanders into a West Side Manhattan strip club and takes an Uzbeki-American lap dancer and the audience for a wild ride. That it won the Palme d'Or in 2024 is not entirely a surprise in that the jury was chaired by Greta Gerwig, who is in regular touch with the goddess and therefore was clearly prepositioned to take the measure of a film with a lap dancer as its central character. Baker's made a career out of subtle portraits of sex workers, all of them, Starlet, Tangerine, The Florida Project, and Red Rocket, well-scripted, small stories presenting the array of personalities working in the trade, and I would have called them quiet, except neither Tangerine, famously filmed on an iPhone following a black trans hooker careening around L.A., nor Red Rocket are quiet. At 53, Baker may be the best character filmmaker of his generation. What he did in Anora has roots in romantic comedy all the way back to Frank Capra's It Happened One Night in 1934, with Gable and Colbert falling in love over the class divide in the High Depression, and the breathtaking truth-telling of Jeanne Eustache's The Mother and the Whore, 1973, a generational touchstone of the sexual revolution in which Bernadette Lafont, Jean-Pierre Léo, and Françoise Lebrun sketched out how a man might finally grasp female sexual appetite that no longer needed apology, cover, or explanation. Having said that, I should note that there's been considerable pushback on Anora since it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, both by critics at Toronto and the New York Film Festival, where I went to see it again. Predictable, without meaning, empty, too long, all are terms said to me in discussion with voices I like, not only about Anora, but other new lengthy films this season. But my second screening in New York still held me wrapped in its story about risking love in a transactional world, particularly where immigration and class sweep the grounds like spotlights in a prison yard. Baker has pulled a cast out of nowhere, Mikey Madison, who adroitly navigates Uzbeki Brighton Beach and strip club Manhattan as Annie, who blows bubblegum between squirms. Mark Edelstein as Ivan, a 22-year-old Russian wild boy warehoused out in a multi-million dollar pad in Brooklyn by his Moscow-based oligarch family with unlimited funds. We meet both Ivan and Annie in the strip club, where Ivan is the Russian id unchained and unconcerned that Annie is fleecing the sheepish out of him for an upstairs lap dance. The third leg is Yura Borisov, a 32-year-old Russian actor who enters the film midway as Igor, a reluctant enforcer for Ivan's gangster parents, and ends it as something else. The last guy Annie serviced said that she looked like his daughter and bought five lap dances. It is a throwaway ew line that just barely, under the surface, invokes Trump's public lusting over his daughter Ivanka in her cherry days before she assumed her adult role in family grifting. But that's all it is, a throwaway, as Baker's Annie is a classic sexual adventurer, much further along than Emma Stone's Bella Baxter, reconstructing the rules of the game in Poor Things a year ago. Annie is ready for something more, but doesn't know it. And it's the thrill of watching a tough cookie become disarmed that is the risk a great film takes.
Annie, I got a kid who wants someone who speaks Russian. Let's go.
No, no, I'm eating my food.
You're killing me. He's a spender. Come on, let's go.
Hello, this is the beautiful Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie.
I am Ivan.
It was really weird.
Like, I love him.
No way.
Yes way.
Bruh.
And I'm seeing him again tonight.
Will you marry me?
Seriously?
Seriously.
3 carrots.
What about four?
You hit the lotto, bitch.
I know.
Bro, didn't I tell you?
The overall arc of Baker's and Nora is a meet-cute in a sexual clip joint that ricochets back and forth in private jets between New York and the cuckoo crockpot that is Vegas, and arrives bruised and beat up back in Brooklyn after a tour of Russian America. To watch Russian money at work in the furnace of working-class New York is black comedy. Ivan's parents board their jet back in Moscow to say nyet to their son's crazy fling, after Toros, a Russian Orthodox priest, actor Karen Karagulian in a performance worthy of the late Alan Arkin, who doubles as their enforcer, steps out of his robes and leaves a baptism he's conducting to pry Ivan from the arms of the hooker. Rest assured, the right romance emerges at the end of it all with a glimmer of something like love in the right place with the right homie when it's the right time at last. Films do not do that every day. Predictions are foolish, but we've seen far less out of Cannes climb the awards ladder in the U.S. after a domestic launch at the New York Film Festival. And Nora opens next weekend in theaters, and I'm anxious to hear what you think. And I'm Harlan Jacobson at the New York Film Festival.
Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Join us next Saturday morning at 5:30 for another edition of the award-winning WBGO Journal. In the meantime, stay tuned to the world's greatest jazz and blues station, WBGO and WBGO.org.